The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature a different aspect of Disney weddings, from the latest news, information, and money-saving tips, to interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney brides and grooms. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Kelsey Marcy about her wedding at the Wedding Pavilion with a reception at Narcoossee's. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she chose those venues and how she planned everything and how it all turned out. So welcome, Kelsey.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I've listened to a bunch of your episodes and I was really excited when you contacted me. I was like, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I think you're going to have a lot of valuable experience to share with my listeners today. So let's start at the very beginning and find out how you and your fiance decided that you wanted to have your wedding at Disney.
Okay, well, Disney had always kind of been in the back of our minds. I grew up going to Disney. Like, that was our summer trip every year since I was probably 3 years old. It was always kind of in the back of my mind when we started planning, but we were also planning during COVID. And with the super strict mask policies, we just weren't certain how things were going to go. We kind of started looking first around where we live in Lexington, Kentucky. So we kind of searched and searched, weren't having too much luck. And so when we heard that some of the restrictions were being lifted, I was like, my sister's like, hey, let's look into Disney again. You know, it looks like the restrictions are easing up. And so we just kind of went for it. And we contacted Disney Fairytale Weddings and emailed back and forth with our sales consultant. And I talked to my husband. He's like, let's do it. And it ended up like we were pricing things out for a local wedding. And it honestly ended up being more expensive than our Disney wedding would be. And I was like, we're going to get a vacation and the wedding all in one. And it turned out absolutely perfect.
That's fantastic. How did your friends and family react when they found out where the wedding was going to be?
They were super excited. My family, we are very much big Disney people. Obviously, I guess we got married at Disney, but they were very excited. And like my sister, she helped me a lot through the process. And she was the one that was kind of like, hey, I think we should look at this again. Because I remember, and my mom told me this story when we first signed our LOA. And she goes, I remember when you were probably maybe in early high school, middle school, and we were walking the path from the Polynesian to the Grand Floridian, and we passed the Wedding Pavilion. And she said, I remember you saying, I'm going to get married there one day. And I about teared up. And she goes, I just like thought of that. And she goes, it was just so crazy how everything worked out. And they were super excited. My husband's family, they hadn't been to Disney in a long time, so they were also just pumped. My nieces had never been, so that was their first time, and it was super exciting to kind of see, you know, all their reactions because they hadn't been in so long. We had a great time.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, how many guests did you invite and how many were able to make the trip?
We decided, because we are from Kentucky, so it's a pretty long haul. And for budget purposes, we had to stick to around 20 people. And we ended up, everyone that we invited, which was essentially just our immediate family, everyone ended up coming. My family and my grandparents and my husband's family and his grandparents as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Did you set up a room block for your guests?
We did. My family, my whole family and my husband and our daughter, we all stayed at the Grand Floridian. So we had a room block for us. My husband's family, they ended up staying at a Disney Springs resort. So we did have a room block for my husband, my four-year-old, and then my entire immediate family as well.
Okay, got it. Now, how did you choose the day of the week and time of day for your event?
honestly, it was kind of more like budget purposes. We did. I won't say that we planned it last minute, but I felt like we were on a lot shorter time frame than maybe a lot of other people who decide to do a Disney wedding. So we were kind of limited as to what day we could choose and where we were going to be there the whole week. We weren't really set on a particular day. And honestly, I thought I had wanted like an evening ceremony, but we ended up going with, it was on a Tuesday at 9:30. And it honestly, like, I don't think I would have chosen a different time. I guess I kept thinking I wanted it to be in the evening, but I would, if I had to do it over again, I absolutely would do the 9:30 ceremony again.
Oh, that's great to hear. And how short a timeline did you plan on?
I think we really started hitting it hard. I want to say maybe March or April, and we got married on June 15th.
Wow.
So we were working, and we had kind of been back and forth with Disney Fairytale Weddings for a few months, and I was just very uneasy, I guess, just with everything, you know, that was going on in the world. I was uncertain as to, you know, what would happen. I'm like, oh no, like, we're traveling so far, you know, would people be comfortable coming, you know, that far? So there were a lot of questions in my mind, but when we decided to go for it, I'm like, all right, we've got 4 months, let's do this. We can do it.
That's awesome. So you always knew you wanted the wedding pavilion. How did you choose your reception venue?
I kind of wanted to keep everything at the Grand Floridian, especially with our small group of people. I kind of thought that would be easier. And we were looking at, I believe, is it Whitehall?
Yeah.
At the Grand? We were looking there, and it ended up being booked that day, all day. So we ended up, our option was Citricose. And we actually had Citricose in our LOA in about, I want to say maybe 3 weeks before our wedding, we got a call from our planner, and she said that Citricose was going to be closed for renovations the day of our wedding. And so she's like, here's what I can do. She goes, we can have it at Narcoosie's. It's still like on, you know, the Grand Floridian grounds. There's I'd actually never been in there before, but I'd seen photos. She's like, the view's great, and it'll still work with like your guest count. And you know, we did have a little bit of dancing and stuff. She goes, we can work something out, and I think it'll be great. And she goes, if you could, and she goes, if you would like other options, then we can look at those too. So she sent over a couple more things, and I was like, I was kind of panicking, because I'm like, oh my gosh, 3 weeks. What am I going to do? And then she ended up calling, actually, my sister. She was such a big help, and I work full time and have a toddler. Or a preschooler now. Oh my God, she's a preschooler. But now, and so she helped me so much through the planning process, and she communicated a lot with our planner on my behalf. And it took away, especially on our short timeline, a lot of the stress. But our planner actually ended up calling my sister, and she goes, hey, we can have Mickey and Minnie come by the reception if you guys choose Narcoosie's, because we had to switch your venue at the last minute. And so I'm at work, my sister's calling me, and she goes, call me. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I was like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, sold, let's do it. Because I originally had not planned on that, because it wasn't really in the budget. But as soon as she's like, we can get Mickey and Minnie to stop by the reception at Narcoosie's, I'm like, I'm sold, say no more.
Wow, what a great piece of pixie dust.
Yes, I was like, this is amazing.
Now, people often ask about that venue because it's sort of long and narrow at the bottom, and then there's a small area at the top that they use for the dance floor. Sometimes people wonder, you know, how does it work with the flow of the reception? Did it feel okay for dancing and having, you know, a traditional reception there?
I believe it did, especially with our small guest count. And we actually had a little bit of a dance floor on the bottom, and our DJ was at the top along with some of our desserts that we had. And so our planners and coordinators kind of made like a little dance floor, kind of moved the tables around a little bit in there. And we actually had a little one on the bottom, and it worked out great for our size group. I'm not sure if you had a lot of people, it would be ideal if you're like a big dancing group. I think you would definitely need more room. But with our just small guest count, it worked out great for us.
That's wonderful. Did you use any outside vendors for your event?
We had everything through Disney, floral, photography, and we were very, very happy. I actually just got my wedding pictures back yesterday morning.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes. I was like, this will be an exciting 2 days for me.
How did you choose your officiant?
Actually, from the group. I had just searched in the group and saw some recommendations, and he was on the list that Disney gave us of the approved officiants. And I read some reviews and I chatted with him via email, and he was wonderful, so professional, very personable, you know, when we chatted, but he was the perfect fit. We had a Reverend Kevin Knox, and he was awesome. He couldn't have been any better.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you have any menu items or cake flavors you would recommend from your reception?
We did a brunch reception, which, like I said, I wasn't so sold on the morning ceremony and reception, but I was like, brunch, I like brunch. But I definitely, we had a great mix of stuff. We had salad, we had some pasta, we had steak and chicken as our protein, and we had Mickey waffles, which was probably my favorite part. So if you can have Mickey waffles at your reception, you absolutely need to. They were a big hit, of course. And we also, we had an omelet station as well. And we had a small guest count. We actually got to pick a few extra desserts as well to meet our per person minimum. So that was a nice little extra. So, you know, if people didn't feel like eating cake, there were other options too. But my number one favorite was definitely Mickey waffles.
And would you recommend any of your cake flavors?
We ended up doing the confetti cake with raspberry buttercream. Everyone thought I was crazy for the confetti cake. And I'm like, listen, y'all, you don't understand. Like, I love like the boxed funfetti mix. I said, I know this is going to be 1,000 times better than that. I'm like, trust me. And it was so good. It was just, I don't know. It was very Disney, just whimsical and fun. And it was absolutely delicious. And they also included a little celebration cake for my daughter. It was just vanilla with vanilla buttercream inside. It had little Mickey and Minnie's on it. It was the sweetest touch, and it made her feel super special.
Oh,
just so sweet.
That's great. Now, did you add a dessert party or a welcome party to your day?
We did not. I did look into those options, but with our time constraints and our families kind of had a couple days in difference in travel as far as getting down there and just our budget. We just decided against it.
Got it. Okay. Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the day ran?
Sure. Well, I woke up extremely early, about 5 a.m. to get ready. We used Lejeune Artistry for our hair and makeup. They came right to our room. I think they got there around 5:30 a.m. And we had to be at the pavilion at 8:15. So by the time we got hair and makeup, I got in my dress. We were walking over from our room to the pavilion. We had to be there about 8:15 for a first look and just family pictures. And of course, it was like raining a little bit on the way. So I'm walking and my sister, my dad, and my brother are holding the Disney poncho over my head while we're walking. I'm like, oh no. My mom got some really funny pictures of that. From behind, I'm like crouched down, and they were like holding the poncho, like trying not to get my hair wet. We got over there about 8:15. Austin and I did our first look pictures in the pavilion. That was really special. We both cried. I was like, don't cry, don't cry. And I was like, nope, I'm gonna cry. And that was great. And then for the rest of the 45-ish minutes, we took some family pictures, sibling pictures, and pictures with the grandparents. And then it was time, we got, went back to the holding room, and then it was time for the ceremony. Our ceremony was at 9:30, and we were probably done around maybe 10:15. Our coordinators, they led everybody out and led them to Narcoosie's, and we stayed behind for maybe probably 30 or so minutes or more to just take a few more pictures inside the pavilion. We got some pics with our daughter. So by that time, it's maybe 10:30-ish, maybe close to 11. So we head over to Narcoosie's, and we do our little entrance. We do our first dance. We did have the full reception. So by the time we got over there, ate some brunch, did the cake, danced a little bit. We were done for the day about maybe 2:15. And I felt like, I was like, is it like 8 o'clock? Because I had been up so early. I'm like, I'm exhausted. And of course, as soon as we leave the reception, it starts right as soon as we walk in the room, it starts pouring the rain. And so we all took a nap.
I highly recommend wedding day naps.
Yes. And I was like, I had so much coffee and so much adrenaline, and then just crashed. Like right after we walked out of Narcoossee's, it like kind of like all the exhaustion like hit me. I'm like, okay, it's raining. Perfect. Nap time.
Okay. So when you were planning, what were some of the most important aspects where you focused your attention or your budget?
I was really wanting really good pictures. We've never really taken any super professional pictures of my husband and I, or, you know, with my daughter. And I really wanted to have those memories. That was super important to me. And we got so lucky with Dean, our photographer. He was absolutely amazing. Like I said, I just got my pictures back yesterday morning. My husband calls me as I'm walking to work. He goes, oh my gosh, we got our pictures back. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm like on my work computer, like looking at them. And I was like, all right, y'all kind of give me about 30 minutes late start to my day, because I've got to look at these pictures. But he was amazing. He was amazing with the kids. Just so funny and so personable. But that was super important to me. And then also really like I did a little bit of decor in the pavilion. And at first, that was like super important to me. I wanted to have like, you know, I wanted everything to be cohesive. So, and then like, once I started thinking and like looking at pictures, and we were talking with the florist, I actually went with a lot less decor than I thought, because the pavilion is such a beautiful venue on its own. It really does not need much decorating at all. But I would say overall, like, I mean, obviously, like, my venue was super important to me. And it was very sentimental to me as well. But I would say I was really stoked for the pictures. Because, like I said, we don't have too many, like, very good, you know, professional-looking pictures of us. So that was super important to me. And I can't wait to order our photo book. I'm super excited.
That's great. So then what aspects were less important where you saved your money or just your effort?
Probably things that were less important to us was because we had planned on staying the whole week anyway. So we weren't super concerned about a specific date or anything. We didn't, you know, it didn't really matter to us the day. And I was kind of concerned because I kept thinking I wanted to do something in the evening, but we ended up doing it in the morning, and I'm so glad I did. But really, like, that was probably it. It was very low key. And I would say we were just super excited to get married. Honestly, we've been together for 12 years since high school. So we were like, you know, we were just excited to be there, to be at Disney with our families and to get married. So we didn't really care what day or time.
That's great. So what ended up being your favorite memory of your wedding day?
I would say the one immediately that sticks out to me after our ceremony, we got our marriage license, and Reverend Knox asked if my daughter Stella would like sign as the witness, because he came up, he goes, can she write her name? And I said, yeah, she can write her name pretty good. He's like, would you like her to sign your marriage license? And I said, of course. And my sister-in-law got the best picture of us three. She's holding the piece of paper and she's signing our marriage license, and we're like looking down at her. It was so precious. I cried again. But that was, if I had to say, that was definitely my favorite. That was very special to us.
Wow, that's wonderful. Now, did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
Honestly, we didn't have really any hiccups. Everything was just so perfect. They went above and beyond. I would say if I had to pick one thing, and it could have been on me, maybe I misunderstood, but I thought we would be able to get like our suits and our dress like steamed at the resort. I thought I'd understood that by our planner, but when we called to have it done like the day before, they said they didn't do wedding attire. So I was kind of panicking, and my sister's like, oh, we brought a steamer just in case. And I was like, oh, no, because I was like, oh, no, I'm panicking. Because we had to, where we were flying, I had to, like, vacuum seal my dress for it to fit in the carry-on. I mean, we had to vacuum seal the suits and do all that. So they were super wrinkly. So I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to have this steam. But my mom and my sister came through. My husband and my daughter, we went to the parks that day. And my mom and my sister spent 2 or 3 hours stay behind steaming my dress and our suit in the suits by hand in our room. My mom, I had walked in to get some sunblock from her in their room, and like she has like the shower going and like the steam's coming in like on the dress, and she's got the steamer. And they worked so hard. I was so grateful for that. So I guess it ended up working out. Or maybe the person I talked to just didn't know, or you know, it could have been a hiccup on my part too. But if I had to pick anything, that's something that stood out. But in the end, it ended up not being a big deal at all.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Disney has some recommended outside vendors for steaming, but it's a bummer. The in-house, which is actually they send it out, laundry service can't do that kind of steaming. So yeah, that's interesting. But it sounds like it worked out great, except that your mom had to miss going to the parks for several hours.
She did. Yeah, we were all planned and ready to go. And I was like, well, before we go, I'll call down here and see what we can do. And like I said, it's probably just a misread or miscommunication on our part. And it ended up working out. But as soon as they're like, no, we can't do that, I was like, oh no, oh no. I'm like calling over there. And my sister's like, nope, we brought a steamer. She was like, I brought this as a backup. And I'm like, perfect. But they ended up, I'm very grateful that they were able to get it done. And we were dressed to the nines. We looked very good. They did a great job at the last second.
That's great. Now, was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand or was stressing you out and then turned out not to be a big deal?
I guess really the only thing that was kind of stressing me out was just we were working on that super short timeline and like us like trying to get our marriage license in. Honestly, I think that part stressed me out the most. Because I felt like it was so complicated because I had to like fill out the form, mail it in, wait on it to come back. And we got it like, we got that at the very last minute too. So like, and honestly, like, I don't think anything about our day specifically, but maybe just working on that super tight timeline, you know, because I feel like a lot of people maybe plan, I mean, maybe not all, but most people are working with, you know, maybe 9 months to a year out. And, you know, I was a little bit stressed there at the end, especially when we had to change our reception venue 3 weeks before, because I had only seen pictures of Narcoosie's. I had never eaten there, but it ended up working. I mean, the views were fantastic. It ended up working out. I was kind of a little bit, you know, nervous about that because I had been in Citricoast before. I kind of knew what it looked like. I knew the layout, but I'd only seen pictures of Narcoosie's. So that's probably one thing that did stress me out. A little bit was having never been in there before and having to switch it at the last minute, but I would choose it again over 100%. It was gorgeous.
Oh, that's great to hear. Mm-hmm. So is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
Honestly, I don't think so. It couldn't, honestly, it was so magical. It was so perfect. Everything was just amazing. I don't think I would have done anything different. I would do it 1,000 times over.
Do you have any tips or advice for future Disney couples?
My advice would probably be to trust your planners and what they do. I know I couldn't have an in-person meeting because of COVID. We communicated, everything was over email and phone. And that did stress me out a little bit, but I had to keep telling myself, like, it's Disney. They're going to have, you know, it's going to be perfect. Like, I shouldn't, and it did make me a little nervous not being able to see things or do, like, a food tasting or a cake tasting or anything like that beforehand, but I was like, I gotta trust that it's gonna look great. I mean, everyone that I've seen online, and I've watched every episode of Disney Fairy Tale Weddings on Disney Plus, and it all just looks so great. And I'll say, too, just let, like, they do such a great job, like, they were to the minute with everything we needed, directing people where to go, and just to let yourself just like enjoy your day and live in that moment, because it goes by so fast. It goes by so fast. So they took care of everything, and don't stress yourself out, and it'll all end up working out.
That's great advice. Well, Kelsey, I think you've offered a lot of great tips for anyone who's interested in getting married at Walt Disney World, and I appreciate your taking the time.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. I was super excited. Thank you.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. In the meantime, send your comments, questions, and suggestions to info@DisneyWeddingPodcast.com. Past shows are available in iTunes and on the show site, DisneyWeddingPodcast.com. And for instant answers to all your Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.